Yours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we look at one of those big post-Christmas questions. What do I do with my Christmas tree? This Christmas season has come to a close, and families across Ireland are faced with the familiar conundrum. What do I do with my tree? If your tree is artificial, the solution is usually to put it back in the box and tuck it away for next year. What if you made the decision to go down the route of getting a live tree this year? In an initiative entering its 10th year, Cork City Council will be offering a disposal service for live trees in the month of January. Eva Martin of the City Council's Waste Enforcement Section explains the rationale behind the plan.
After Christmas, our civic community site gets overwhelmed with the amount of green waste that will come in from a Christmas tree, so we just run the thing so it runs separate from our civic community site. There is a drop-off point in our civic community site, but we outsource our collection service for them and the chipping service for them. The other rationale behind it was the parks department would have multiple Christmas trees being dumped in green areas. They would be often antisocial behaviour. They would be set on fire by young youth, then they would end up having call the fire service out and have it clean off. And we now just offer the free disposal service to do all of that.
It's not the only such initiative in Cork. BIDA, the Ballineen and Enniskeen Development Association, have partnered with the Irish Farmers Association to offer a tree recycling service for the local community on the 8th of January. Margaret O'Donovan says the event is both a great environmental initiative as well as an opportunity for the community.
BIDA Goes Green is an initiative done jointly by BIDA and the local branch of the IFA, the Irish Farmers Association. It has two prongs, I suppose, to it. It's a fundraiser, number one, for our station house renovation, but it's a fun day for the entire community, and it's also a way to recycle Christmas trees in a sustainable and environmentally friendly manner. So we're asking people to bring along your Christmas trees. They'll be mulched by Ballineen Skiphire, and the local IFA are organising all of that. And of course, the mulch then will go back to our local Ballineen Skiphire Tidy Towns and all the local schools for their gardens. So it's really sustainable. It eliminates waste, it minimises it, it gives waste a new life in a very sustainable manner.
Christmas trees amount for a considerable amount of carbon emissions when sent to landfill. The focus on recycling the trees brings Ireland closer to a circular economy.
It contributes greatly to the circular economy. There's no waste, but of course, again, it's the entire community working together, and the whole motto, Ní an Artaigh Cur le Chéile. That's what it's all about. The Development Association, we have the farmers, we have the Tidy Towns, we have the schools, and we have the local GA club as well, St. Mary's GA club, because there are fun activities taking place for the community as well. In the community hall, while all this is going on outside, we have a model train display and, of course, refreshments. People can sit down and have their cup of tea and chat. But at 2 o'clock as well in the afternoon, coming from the St. Mary's GA Club, which is adjacent to the Communities Association Centre, and up along the walkway, we're going to have a children's pedal power toy run. We're using West Cork. We have the tractor run this for the children. Their pedal power toy run, whether they want to bring their tricycles or their little tractors or whatever, anything at all.
This focus on a circular economy is something that the council are also looking into when it comes to the trees collected from the public, and something already done with their own trees. However, due to legislation around what is considered a waste product, it's not something that they can currently do with trees collected from the public.
Because of the stipulations on what is classified as a waste under the Waste Management Act, we could not take the trees from people, because in that sense they have discarded it and it has become a waste product, and then chip it and reuse it for something else, because then we are reusing a waste. We would have to apply for an Article 28 for an end-of-life waste product for it to be reused. But in relation to the circular economy, I know that that process would be have to be looked at maybe next year for the Christmas trees. We, as a council, already put up about 70 Christmas trees across the city, including, like, this would be through our parks department. And they themselves do, obviously, because it's internal, they do use their Christmas trees after the fact as mulch for in the parks department. So at the moment, we don't have the facility to take in people's Christmas trees, mulch them, and then retain them for our own use internally just yet. It's something we might have to look at, but at the moment, we don't have that capacity.
If you would like to know more about how to safely and sustainably dispose of your Christmas tree, check the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.